Thank you for holding. My name is Secret. I am the supervisor of the fraud department. How may I help you?
Yes, somebody has been using my card. So the lady said she transferred me over to you guys because of fraud charges on my account that I did not do.
And just to be sure, this is the correct account that was sent over. Could you verify the name and address for me, please?
Light Brown, 1108 Leaf Fry Lane, Hazel Green, Wisconsin, 53811.
Thank you. Just waiting for this to load up for me. Just bear with me one moment, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay, so it shows that you did a survey for a cruise set on November 28th,
paying $5.74. I did a what on a cruise set?
A survey.
I did a survey for a cruise set. This is what this is. I don't remember doing no survey. What does that matter?
Okay, so you don't recall doing anything for a cruise set paying $5.74?
No.
Okay, could you verify your email address?
AshtonBrown17@gmail.com.
Okay, so your email address, the phone number you called in on, your name, and your shipping address all matches. Now, we do take credit card fraud very seriously, and we will prosecute anyone who placed the order without your knowledge. So I just wanted to make sure that you don't recall doing any surveys where you had to pay $5.74. Before we get this over to your local police department, providing them with the IP address that the order originated from. And if it does come back as a false case of fraud, then the owner can be penalized.
I called about an Amazon electric mattress from the United States of America for $67.32 was taken off my account. I have no idea what this is you're talking about.
I'm sorry?
A purchase was made on my card today, some Amazon electric mat is what I was reporting. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Ma'am, that's where it came from. In the terms and conditions, it said that it within the next 48 hours, you'll be billed $67.32, which starts your first month membership and buys you a $125 gift card to the discount shopping store.
Oh, no, I don't know any of that. I don't know any of that.
Okay, so if it does come back as a false case of fraud, then the owner can be penalized. If you're sure you or no one else in the house placed this order, then we can't proceed with that fraud investigation.
Yes, please.
Okay, so I will be issuing you the credits pending the investigation, and if it comes back as a true case of fraud, then the owner can be penalized. Just bear with me one moment, and I'll provide you with that cancellation number.
Okay. Where is that pen? They're saying someone went on and paid some $5 or something on a survey, and then it charges you so much money to get so many gift cards or something. I don't understand. But it's the right one. It's just saying the right charge. I have no idea where it came from.
Hey, I'm still here. Just bear with me one more moment.
Okay.
Okay, so the cancellation number is C as in Charlie.
Okay.
2630.
2630.
29.
29.
943. 943. Correct?
Okay. Yeah.
Is there anything else I could do for you?
Nope, that's it. Thank you so much for calling me back.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too. Happy holidays.
You too, ma'am.